This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump disqualified abortion clinics, which includes Planned Parenthood, from Title X funding for family planning. And Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is threatening that his 16 members of the Democratic Governors Association may sue. The Democrat governors say it poses serious risks to women's health to defund such clinics, even though Planned Parenthood is outnumbered 20-1 by federal GetYourCare.org clinics, the ones that will now receive the diverted $60 million in funding. Even before the vote to allow abortion legislation, Ireland's population numbers were in trouble. The Republic of Ireland, before having a chance to draft abortion law, has a birth rate 15% below what is needed to replace those who simply die. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, as anticipated, Iowa's brand new 15-week abortion ban is out of play. A court Friday put the ban on hold, and now the long march to the U.S. Supreme Court begins. And criticizing Starbucks, Martin Luther King's niece, Alveda King's op-ed has gone viral. In it, she says, Starbucks' support of Planned Parenthood, with its 100-year history of suppressing the black birth rate, shows deeper problems than Starbucks leaders recognize. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.